before we introduce Larry, and that is we have a celebrity. Lindy was named senior first citizen of Philomath. And so our church is now proud to have two first citizens, one in Philomath and one first citizen for Corvallis. So without further ado, Larry, would you like to start now?
Sure.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
Somebody asked me this morning if I was ready, and I said, you're never ready. You're only as ready as you are at the present time, because if I have found that if I have more time, I keep getting readier and readier. Before we begin, I'd like to thank everyone from this congregation who participated in my ordination a couple of weeks ago. The choir was there, and they sang, and I really appreciated that. Pastor Lucky was there. He led the service. I appreciated that. I appreciated all of the people, all of you folks who came. I haven't seen that many people in that church for a long, long time. I think the last time was when you all were there when I was installed. Did I forget anybody I was going to thank? No? Okay. So please stand for the invocation. We begin this morning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, hear us as we silently come before you. Father, thank you for hearing us as we pray. Too often we have neglected your word and ignored your work in our lives. Instead of focusing on you, we have focused on ourselves. Instead of serving others, we have expected to be served. Forgive us, gracious Father, and renew us through your word of life. Help us to see Jesus in our midst as your word made flesh, crucified for our sins and raised to life again by the working of your Holy Spirit. Give us hearts to joyfully worship you. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Jesus stands and proclaims the good news in your hearing this day. As a pastor and as his servant, it is my joy to announce his forgiving grace to all of you, and in his stead and by his command, forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We sing our song of praise.